We now take a quick break from Austin Matthews' 70-goal watch to discuss the opponent in tonight's game and very likely, or an excellent chance, their opponent again in the playoffs. That, of course, is the Florida Panthers, who's better to join us. He's been covering the team for over two decades. You can look at and check out his work at FloridaHockeyNow.com. Also does work with NHL.com. It is George Richards. George, it's been a while. Thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Well, thanks for inviting me on. What's going on?
You know, it's funny. We're excited about individual accomplishment, sure. But I guess on your end, it's more about team accomplishment. Carter Verhaeghe's going to play tonight, so clearly Florida is doing whatever they can to win the Atlantic and hoping that Boston loses to Ottawa tonight. Would that be a fair read on things?
Well, listen, I've asked Paul Maurice publicly, privately, he said the same thing. If they're, you know, the Panthers are going to try and win as many games as they can and let everything fall where it may. You don't want, you know, a month from now to be said that, well, you tried to play Team X and it burns you. He's not trying to play anybody. It just seems that there's an opportunity in front of them. You know, and maybe Boston beats Ottawa. I mean, the way Ottawa's looking, I mean, you know, a junior A team could probably beat the Sens right now. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But I don't think they have any preference, Tampa or Toronto. I think it's been such a foregone conclusion that it's been Toronto that we lost sight that something could change. But we're going to find out. It looks like Boston doesn't want to play Tampa Bay, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's weird this time of year. Who wants to play who? Who doesn't want to play who? I feel bad. I think the Islanders. If I could pick one team, the Capitals. I'd pick the Washington Capitals. That's who I would want to play. And if they win tonight, they would make the playoffs. Well, we're not here to talk about the Metro. I think I've asked you this once before a couple months ago, but I'll ask it again, George. How different is this Panthers team today and tonight versus the one that beat the Leafs in five last year?
I don't know that they're very different at all. I mean, some names have changed. Some beards have departed, as in Radko Gudas. He's in Anaheim now. But this team, since day one of this regular season, it looked like they picked up where they left off in the Eastern Conference Finals. They've been playing playoff hockey, or the style that they think they need to play to be successful in the playoffs. They've been playing that since opening night. I mean, they've just picked up where they left off, and they're not very different at all. That, you know, again, they've made some additions. There's been some subtractions. You're not going to face Alex Lyon in this series, but you might see Anthony Stolarz. He's going to start tonight. So they've made some changes, but the style of play is exactly the same. You know, you've got Sam Reinhart is now a 50-goal scorer where he had never done that before, so there's maybe a little more confidence. But I don't see any difference in his game over the past couple of years. The numbers have changed, but his style hasn't.
Speaking of numbers, last year Florida finished the regular season with 92 points. This year, with a win tonight, they would have 110. That's a massive leap. But what I consider even more impressive about it, it's not like Matthew Tkachuk started this year fully healthy and there was injuries right on defense. You can say it's the same team, but statistically this is a much more impressive version than last year.
That I'll agree with. I think they've been a better team throughout this season. I mean, last year, the Panthers backed into the playoffs. Well, how else can you say it? If the Pittsburgh Penguins handled business, they would have been the eighth seed in the East, and instead it was Florida. And they just happened to be playing great hockey at the time. They had won six straight before losing in overtime to Toronto. The next night they clinch a playoff spot thanks to Pittsburgh. So they had to crawl and scratch their way in last year, where this year it's been more of a foregone conclusion. And again, a lot of people preseason, when you looked at not having Brandon Montour and Aaron Ekblad for what we thought might be the first 3 months of the season, a lot of people thought that Florida was going to struggle to make the playoffs at all, especially with that, you know, Stanley Cup final hangover that seems to affect the losing team more than the winning one. in a number of cases, and it really hasn't. Florida's just kind of, you know, give credit to Bill Zito. The Panthers went out and they signed a bunch of defensemen. You know, the one-year cheap contracts in the summer to kind of piece it together, and it's worked. And it's worked really well. And, you know, they like what they've got right now.
Yeah, I guess you could say the Florida Panthers of this regular season, that was the team we saw through several months of last year's postseason. It's just remarkable that Florida, they took this jump from the regular season of last year to the playoffs, yeah. And they've maintained what they did in the playoffs last year throughout 81 games this year. In your mind, George, is there a team that you think would be better suited? Like, watching all these teams all year in terms of matchups, is there a team do you think Florida would have a better chance in the first round?
You know, not really, because every team is there, you know, has a strength that probably matches up well with Florida. I mean, we've seen Toronto play Florida extremely tough this regular season. But if it's Toronto or Tampa, maybe you lean Toronto just because of the goaltending. You know, Vasilevskiy, what he can do when the lights come on of a postseason. Maybe you want to ignore him. But no, not really. I mean, you've got to play everybody anyway, so I don't, you know, yes, you'd rather take the team that's, you know, that's getting in on the eighth seed, like New York is going to get. You'd rather have that opening series. But other than that, no. I mean, I think it's, you know, and I booked hotels in Tampa today. I didn't even think about doing that before. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen tonight.
By the way, I mean, obviously, you didn't. Your paths never crossed. But with Austin Matthews going for a record that we haven't seen since like Solani, I'm wondering your thoughts on what you've seen from Austin Matthews this year.
Oh, it's been awesome to watch, hasn't it? I mean, he's just been, again, like last year. I mean, last year he was absolutely phenomenal. This year he's just got a couple more goals. I mean, he's been great to watch. You know, you get to see him on a nightly basis. I only get to see him once or 3 times a month. But I don't know. Listen, talking to Paul Maurice yesterday, he said he really is rooting for Austin Matthews to get number 70, just not tonight in Sunrise. And, you know, let him get it in Tampa is basically what he said. I'd like to see it tonight. Why not? Come on. You know, it's game number 82. There's nothing really cooking. Let's see some history tonight in Sunrise, baby.
Well, and also, how good, like, and you know, wins and losses aside, if Matthews does it against that team, because I believe Florida, they're like number one or two in almost every major important defensive statistical category,
yeah.
You know, from slot shots, goal suppression, shot suppression. If he can do it against Florida, that's more impressive. And I'm not taking a shot here, but I think it would be more impressive than Connor McDavid getting assist number 100 in as goal number 9 in Edmonton's blowout win last night against the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, but the number still counts, right? So, yeah, 100 it's pretty terrific. But 70 goals, I mean, that just never happened. I mean, we have the Florida Panthers weren't even a team when last time it happened. So, I mean, this is, you know, something that if it doesn't happen very often. I think that, you know, having it be, you know, be a player from Toronto where everybody in Canada is going to be watching it anyway, I think it's great. And, you know, maybe he doesn't get it tonight. Florida's done a great job of bottling him up. I mean, before he scored against the Panthers a couple weeks ago, he'd gone almost a full year without scoring on the Panthers, and I think he only had like 2 points, and that includes the playoffs. So Florida's done a pretty good job of defending him, and we'll see what happens tonight. But personally, as a writer, as someone who's going to be high atop the Sunrise Arena, I'm rooting for it. Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Last time someone scored 70 goals, your president was Bill Clinton in his first year. We still had Jean Chrétien as our prime minister, and Jurassic Park was like the number one movie the last time someone hit 70 goals. If I go to your website, FloridaHockeyNow.com, you got a piece on Tarasenko. How is he meshed in within the roster since the trade deadline?
Oh, he's been great. I mean, he's a guy here that, you know, his whole family lives here in South Florida. So when he got off that plane, he was welcomed by his family, you know, that, you know, the trade from Ottawa to Florida. And he's been working out with most of the Panthers throughout, you know, during the off season. So they all knew him. He's fit in very well. He's been a guy that Florida has been able to move up and down over. He's never played. He's a left-handed shot who he says he's never played the left wing. First thing Paul Maurice did was put him on the left wing. So, he's been able to play left, right. They've tried him out with different lines. And, he's just such a talented player. And you get him the puck, in a certain spot around the goal, it's probably going in. So the Panthers are real happy to have him, especially getting him for, a discounted price.
George, people want to read you. They want to find you. Where do they go?
Well, go to FloridaHockeyNow.com. That's our website. Cover the Florida Panthers exclusively. Follow me on Twitter, at George Richards. And we got the YouTube, the Paul Maurice pregame this morning. It's the Florida Hockey Now YouTube channel. Check it out.
You know what? I got to say, you have an easier job than, say, the people. You're the version of George Richards covering Philadelphia. I just wonder how John Tortorella would do with YouTube and the coverage that you do with Paul Maurice versus if you had to do that with Tortorella.
Hey, I already did my time with Torts. I was in Columbus for a year, so
I
did my penance. Yeah, so I'm done. Okay. I'm good. We're good.
Yeah. I now suddenly feel like you're Tim Robbins from Shawshank going from Tortorella to Paul Maurice. Not that Paul Maurice is a pushover, but certainly a little more easier to deal with.
And I'll tell you what, Torts is great. Love the guy. He's terrific.
Yeah, he is, unless you...
Just not to deal with as a beat writer every day. Okay, I'll say that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You could parachute in, and he can be an absolute delight. George, appreciate this for the show.
Hey, good talking to you.
Take care. That is George Richards from FloridaHockeyNewsNow.com.